In a nook between two houses, one of them stuck into the street a little further than the other, she sat down and curled up, the little legs pulled up underneath her. But she froze even more, and she didn't dare go home. She hadn't sold any matchsticks, not had a single coin. Her father would beat her, and it was all so cold at home. They only had a roof over them, and there the wind whistled through, even though there was straw and cloth stuffed into the largest cracks. Her small hands were nearly dead with cold. Oh, a small matchstick would feel so good. If only she dared pull one from the bundle, strike it against the wall, and warm her fingers. She drew one out. How it spluttered. How it burned. It was a warm, bright flame, like a small candle when she held her hand around it. It was a strange light. It seemed to the little girl as if she sat in front of a large iron stove with polished brass balls and a brass drum. The fire burned so blessedly. It warmed her so well. No. What was that? The little one was already stretching out her feet to also warm them when the flame went out.